Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
This show is supported by generous listeners like you through our Patreon. This episode was underwritten by the Tamsin G Association and Chris Giddings and Stephanie Powers. To learn more about ways to support Oh My Dollar and get cool perks like exclusive live streams and a fancy special icon in our forums, you can visit ohmydollar.com/support.
Welcome to Oh My Dollar, a personal finance show with a dash of glitter. Dealing with money can be scary and stressful. Here we give practical, friendly advice about money that helps you tackle the financial overwhelm. I'm your host, Lillian Kerbake.
I'm your other host, Will.
Today we have a big day, Will.
Oh yeah?
Guess what today is?
Our 100th episode.
Woo! No, this is really exciting. When we've recorded more than 100 episodes, but not all have made it to air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're probably like 105 or something.
Yeah. We have a backlog of some wonderful episodes at some point will come out, and also some that have been lost to the phone line fuzz gods. This is really exciting. I don't know if I thought we would make it to 100 episodes.
No, yeah, that's like 2 years.
Yeah, considering that this was just like a random pitch I made to this radio station when the radio station was a tiny little thing.
It's so still, I need to be careful with that sort of thing.
Yeah, you never know what it can turn into. You know, I have been really impressed at the community of folks that have come out of having this show. Like, there has just been such a interesting diversity of opinions, of backgrounds, of people that just want to talk about money in an honest way. And I'm really pleased at what we've created. So, you know, maybe here's to another 100 episodes.
Yeah, 100 more.
Whew, that sounds like a lot.
200, yeah.
200, ooh.
So, well, did we learn anything?
I think the same themes kept coming up. I was kind of like going through our back catalog the other day, and I was thinking about what we've learned. And obviously, we've talked a lot about health insurance. We've talked a lot about taxes. Mm-hmm. We've talked about renter's insurance and what to splurge on. But really, the same couple things kept coming up. I don't know. Maybe you've heard it before on this show, but budgeting according to your values.
Yeah. Or even just budget in general. Yeah.
That's been a
theme for sure.
And having a budget and then running the numbers, which is like just the idea that
Do the math.
Yeah. Doing the math, like thinking about what different financial decisions actually mean for you rather than relying on the advice of a third party without applying it to your own situation, you know? We're pretty anti, like, hard and fast rules on this show. There's a lot of flexibility about what makes sense for your finances. And I think running the numbers is kind of embodies that.
I agree. That's and just making sure that it's the right decision for you. Because if you're doing your budget, you do have all the information.
Yeah.
Or most of the information.
You have the most information about your budget of anybody, right? You know, like, you really do. You know what you need to know about your money. It's in you. There's a little bit of information that can help you along the way, like obviously untangling things like COBRA or your deductible or your out-of-pocket maximum or
credit scores, all
credit
that
scores, all of those kind
so
of
I
things.
I just checked mine the other day, which I just never bothered with. Yeah, it's at 690, which was like fine because I hadn't done anything with it.
Oh, nice.
That's off topic. I'll cut that. It's just like, I wonder what that is. This has had no impact on my life ever. Yeah, it was... I had a vague thought, like, maybe it's, like, because, like, someone stole my identity, but...
No, it's not bad.
Yeah, no, I guess I thought it would have been lower for not ever interacting with it.
I think the last thing that we learned, don't panic. Like, that comes up really frequently.
Yeah, that seems to be, I mean, I guess a lot of the questions we get are people in kind of panicked modes and mindsets.
Yeah, and the panic isn't always that a bad thing has happened. Sometimes people like inherit money and then they're like panicked about using it in the best way possible. And generally the answer is oh my god. This is
We're
great.
Getting more phone calls. You'll hear what this is later. Listener.
Okay.
More phone calls. Chill out, everybody. Woo. It's 9:30.
A lot of people end up panicked. Mm-hmm. But just generally, like, with all of these changes, I think, like, things like, oh my God. Hot calls. Don't panic because of health insurance. Don't panic when tax reform happens. Just take a step back. Think about things according to your values. Run the numbers. Gather some information. In general, you have enough time. We get a lot of listeners who write in and are like, I'm 50, I'm 40, I'm 22. Is it too late to start saving for retirement? You know, like, it's all across the board about whether or not people feel like they have enough time. And the answer is just take a step back. You can run the numbers. You can figure out a way to do it. You can make it happen.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
And by stepping back, you'll probably make a better decision.
Yep. Yeah. Not panicking. Turns out it helps you put you in a place where your emotions are not running your finances, but your values are. So I thought it would be fun to turn, you know, we wouldn't be here if it weren't for our listeners. Like, there's no way we would mm-hmm. do 100 episodes if no one was listening. So
no, that'd be
thank you.
Disheartening.
I mean, that's the hard part about broadcast radio. So this show is syndicated on our affiliate stations, and our home station here is KXRY in Portland. And broadcast radio is hard because we don't get analytics back. So we have no idea. It's possible everyone's listening. It's possible no one's listening.
It's probably everybody.
Yeah, it's everybody. Everybody ever.
Everybody in Portland, Oregon tunes in regularly. Yeah.
To Oh My Dollar. But we know with the podcast that people listen. And we have, you know, we're like in the top 50 podcasts in Indonesia for business and investing. Like,
cool.
That's weird to me. So there's just lots of great things. But I thought we would turn the microphone back on our listeners. And I just was trying to think of 100 themed questions for our 100th episode. So this is a question I came up with.
If I handed you $100 and you had to use it in the next 24 hours in a way that it would have the biggest impact on your life, what would you do with it?
So I asked folks to call in. We asked some folks around the X-ray station, and we asked some folks on the forums. Our first response.
So this is my answer for the $100 question. Although rather than if you gave me $100 today, this is what I just spent $100 on and has made the hugest difference in my life. And that is that I finally bought some maternity clothing. And it's way earlier than I anticipated needing it, but it has made such a huge difference in my comfort and everything. And normally I'm very stingy and don't buy much clothing, but it was kind of one of those, oh, I should probably do this and dress appropriately and not just try to fit into my bigger clothing. And lo and behold, it's like it's designed for this or something, and it's wonderful. Anyway, that's my answer. Bye.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. I think this is one of the big things we were talking about, like, on the splurge episode, is that sometimes you just do things for comfort and it turns out to be totally worth it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we were talking about how uncomfortable pants is, even if they might be cheaper, turns out it's really frustrating. We were just talking about that
or
on
boots.
The Splurge episode.
Boots, I think, was our big example.
Boots, yeah. So
Terry Pratchett's boot theory.
Thing that would make your life more immediately accessible. TARDIS from the forum said, probably a mattress topper and a fancy eye mask. Sleep is the bane of my existence right now, and I can't buy it outright.
Oh, that's a good one. Mine might also be new sheets.
Oh, new sheets. I got blackout curtains. This was a thing that was like really expensive relative to what I wanted to pay for it. Like less than $100, but totally a thing that I was like,
yeah, curtains are a little, I bought some new curtains as well recently, and they were slightly pricier than I expected.
Yeah,
I think they were like 30 or 40 a pop.
I think ours were like, to get true blackout curtains, I think it was like $65. And we have really big windows, but our window is our entire wall of our bedroom. Our bedroom isn't that big, but we have like a full length sliding glass doors as our windows. They don't go to anywhere, which is very frustrating. But I also live on a really big
the
street.
Sky door.
The sky, it is 100% a sky door. But also, like, I work early in the morning, so it's really problematic in the summer for me if I need to be up mm-hmm. at 4:30 in the morning, and it's still light until 10 p.m. here in the summer. And so I'm trying to go to bed at like 8:15, and I'm literally just being assaulted by bright light. And it took me forever to do it. And TARDIS, if you can spare the $100 to make your sleep better, I'm telling you, it was worth it. I don't know why it took me so long.
Yeah, sleep's very worthwhile. I bet some economist has done a dollar value of sleep.
Oh, I'm positive.
Calculation. That'd be an interesting thing to
look at. We do dollar values of far less relevant things.
Ramona Q says, if we are talking biggest immediate impact, and since I can't actually buy time, I'd probably buy $100 of healthy, semi-convenience food. Oh, my dollar helped me roll over an old 457B into my IRA because I really wanted to give myself a Money Cat sticker in my planner once I completed it. Oh, nice.
I'm so glad to hear that Money Cat stickers were motivating for you. Ramona's semi-convenience food is totally... I asked Emily, my co-host on Morning News this morning, mm-hmm. what she would do if I gave her $100 right now. And she said she'd buy 27 boxes of fancy mac and cheese.
Yeah, so, you know, I like the semi-convenience food because, like, I definitely have a decent amount of inconvenient food in my house at any given moment. You know, your dried beans and your rice and the chickpeas and, like, stuff I'd really need to, like, that would take some effort. But those, like, semi-convenience foods are fill an important niche.
Yeah. I'm a big, like, proponent of having protein powder, flavored protein powder in the house that I can turn into, like, a hot cocoa. And that's what I eat when I find myself being like, ugh, I really just want to go get some chips or something. Because it turns out that, like, good sugar, low sugar yeah. protein powder is better for me than just eating a bunch of greasy chips. And if it's in the house, I'm more likely to make it than I am to, like, leave and go get snacky food.
Right, because you're in the house, too, and it's in the house. So
yes.
you're all there
yeah.
at the same time.
We're all there at the same time. It was also just on sale at the discount grocery store, so I stocked up because protein powder is pricey. Janet Jackson, not the Janet Jackson, the
Janet Jackson
from the forums, says, as a responsible human, I'd pay down some of my highest interest debt mm-hmm. in an alternative universe, which is way more fun. I'd buy a used table saw on Craigslist for home DIY projects.
That's and a good one.
This great denim motorcycle jacket I've been eyeing since last autumn. It's on sale for $30 right now. Janet, I don't know if you can make it work in your budget, but it sounds like you really want this motorcycle jacket. And we have an outfit of the day threads on
oh, really?
The forums, and I would say a denim motorcycle jacket would definitely fit Janet's style from what I've seen on the forums.
Excellent.
So I'm supportive of that. I think you should get it.
I just spent $30 on some super goofy new sunglasses that I'm excited about. Speaking of outfits, like really enormous and like tortoise shell. And the prescription.
I just got prescription glasses for $1 off the internet. We'll find out if they show up.
Yeah.
Prescription
glasses are cheap on the internet. I can't stop buying. I mean, I don't buy a ton. I probably buy like two a year, but that's like a wild increase in the amount of glasses.
I mean, I bought like four pairs of glasses when I was in China because they were so cheap. And you mm-hmm. could just get prescription. You just and that's where they're all coming from on the internet.
Oh,
so
yeah, I'm
it's
sure.
Great.
Yeah. I mean, they're all like the like medium options are all like $30, $40 and it decreases quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. As compared to like my local optometrist where like the lowest cost is like $280.
Yes. I'm sorry, buy local, but.
Yeah. And they're not local anyway. It's still Chinese frames that are coming over that just have a different brand on them that are. So, you know, I go to them to get my eye exam and they get paid.
The Three of Wands says, I'd reschedule the tattoo appointment I just canceled for next week because I was trying to be a responsible human.
I like how many people are using fun things as their mm-hmm. motivation.
Don't forget, Three of Wands, the sooner you get your tattoo, the cheaper it is per day. So make sure to get your tattoos quickly and young.
I love.
You're laughing because it's true, right?
I love that so much.
Jefferson Smith, who just walked into the room accidentally, has this to say.
I would donate it to X-Ray FM for the pledge drive.
Perfect. Definitely. We are in the middle of fun drive here at X-Ray. So that was Jefferson, who works for X-Ray. You could tell.
Christy says, I'd hire someone to clean my apartment. It's been a full-on disaster for weeks now, but I don't have the time or energy to deal with it. That sounds like a really great place to put money if you're feeling stuck with something like that.
This is the transcript, so we don't have to read it, but
but it's
pasting
there.
It.
Oh, and I like that it's in a different font, too, the candy. No, really, because that's going to be easier to see.
Which sounds kind of mathematical and cold, not very fun. Okay.
What one?
Diane is going to pay. Investments are paying off high student loan debt.
That makes sense.
So Janet said that as a responsible human, she'd pay down her highest interest debt. Diane said she would do the same, and that, you know, I think that's fair. That is a good way to have a long-term impact on your life. Yeah. You get that the benefits of compound interest.
Yeah, that was, I think that was one of the first things that like kind of clicked with me recording the show, was the how much it's worth paying off high interest loans.
Yeah, it makes a big deal. Will, do you have any ideas of what you would do with $100?
I've got a lot of good ideas because everyone else has had good ideas, but I will tell you my real idea after the break.
Because it's our 100th episode, I want to thank the current and past members of our Personal Finance Society. These are the folks that make it possible for us to keep going on the show, have transcripts available for every episode, and pay our team a little bit of coffee money. They support us with $1 a month or more on Patreon, and it really does mean the world to us. Thank you to Aaron Parecki, Amy Dowd O'Connor, Amy Ruiz, Andrew Schmadel, Anna Peterson, Antoinette for Wine, Arthur Posecco, Art Spark, Avner Shannon, Brett Sundberg, Ben Elder, Beth Forsyth, Bethany Davis, Brianne Boland, Brett Chalupa, Brian Walsh, Kaquen Cropper, Chris Giddings, Chris McGraw, Christine Allenson, Claire Whitmore,
Claudia Sargent, Courtney Dykes, Dan Gebert, Darren Yamauchi, Dave Hunt, Diana Lavery, Elizabeth Mucha, Elk Sisko, Emily Chapman, Eva Janata, Guthrie Straw, Haley J. Kroom, Ingrid Boring, Janet Upton, Jason Auftenberg, Jeff Triplett, Jenny Wren, oh, I know Jenny Wren, Jenny G, Jenny Potter,
Jess Lindgrind, Jessica Alonzo, Jessica Kilgore, Joanne Stegan, Josh, Joyce Dvorak,
the mononymous Josh.
Josh.
The Josh.
Karen Bong, Karina Tipton, Kate Anderson, Catherine Elliott, Kelly Delahanty, Kim Harrison, Kimberly Chin, Christy Piccio, Christina Mast, Lindsay Van Summeren, Lucy Bellwood, Marcella Brandeo, Marcy Bueller, Marion Bond, Marty McGuire, Megan Dietz, Michelle Baker, M.K. Carroll, Nikki Youngsma, Nicole Deeker, Pablo Defendi, Paula Kennedy, Christy Overton, Rachel Weiss, Rebecca Sweeble, Reed,
Sarah Brewster, Sarah Jasudasun, Steph Routh, Stephanie Powers, Thomas Ngo, Thomas Quinones, Ursula Sandstrom, Wendy Willingham, Christina Stillwagon,
Thomas Quinones, Ursula Sandstrom, Wendy Willingham, and Christina Stillwagon. Thank
Woo-hoo!
You. Thank you all so much for everything you do to keep Oh My Dollar on the air. All right, Will, we're back from break. What do you want to spend your $100 on to make your life better in the next 24 hours?
I liked so many of these ideas. I like the sheets idea a lot. That's something I have on my mind, it being the morning, too.
You were talking last episode about getting a bike trailer.
Oh, a bike trailer
is
a good one, too.
You could probably find a used one for about $100.
Oh, for sure. I see. I'm not going to go there. Yes, I'm sure I could. I see all sorts of people rocking bike trailers in Portland, and I could, too. I could use a new e-reader. My Kindle's several years old. I've got my eye on a non-Amazon brand because I really want to stop supporting them. They're not, I don't think they're quite as subsidized though, but I digress. Yeah. Oh, the trailer's totally it. Thanks for remembering things I say in the past when I don't.
It's only because I had to transcribe the episode last night that I was like, oh yeah, we said we were going to check in on whether or not Will
is I bet if I found a cheap enough used one, I could get that and sheets and bike home with my sheets in it.
I like that. That's a good mental image. So mine is, this is like, I know what, like many other people, I was like, if I was a responsible adult, I would just throw it into my retirement account.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to. And so if this mythical person handed me $100, the thing that I would probably do with it is, I'll talk more about this on the show, and I've mentioned it before, but I actually just got back into figure skating after a 15-year break from doing figure skating. I used to be competitive. I'm back.
Yeah, turns I've been out, seeing lots of Instagram spins and leaps and backflips.
And no backflips. I'm too old for that. So it's a lot harder in your 30s than it was when you were a teenager. Just fun fact.
I believe that.
For anybody. But yeah, I actually would... figure skating is like one of the most expensive things you can buy. I've really been enjoying it. I've been going like 2 hours a day. But ice time really adds up. And I actually... probably I'm at the point where I need a coach. And $100 would buy me like an hour of coach time. So that sounds great.
That sounds pretty worthwhile though.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I want to get my,
I feel like especially if you're intentional with how you're using that time.
I know. I want to get my doubles back. And I also want to get this thing called Twizzles.
What are both of those?
Doubles are just my double jumps. I used to be able to do doubles and I can't because I'm old. I've only been back for 2 weeks. So, you know, give me a break.
It's a double jump where you jump.
And you spin twice in the air.
Oh, okay.
And then you land. Yeah.
Video game playing Will assumes you're talking about like your classic double jump where you jump and then you jump a little higher in the air. And
I mean, in figure skating, we get a lot less air time than you do in video
Super
games.
Super Smash Brothers, yeah.
So I think that's probably what I would spend it on. The business side of me probably needs to spend it on either a small teleprompter or... another hard drive, because I can never, ever have enough hard drives.
Hard drive's a good one, too. I want a couple $100 to spend.
On hard drives?
No, just
generally?
All the stuff we've been talking about.
I like how we've just, like, increased
this quickly became things we want.
Just a things we want show. Well, that actually, I think...
a walk.
Here's two more folks' contributions of what they would spend their $100 on.
Hi, this is Gray. If I had $100 to spend in the next 24 hours, I would go buy a used trailer for my bike. I live super close to a grocery store, and I'm always driving there, like, every day. But with a bike trailer, I could just go on my bike, get some exercise, not feel so guilty about driving just the mile to the store every single day. And plus, I feel like I get bonus points for doing a throwback to the last episode on bikes. So that's what I would buy with $100 in the next 24 hours.
Hi, this is Rural from the Oh My Dollar forums. If you handed me $100 right now, I would totally spend it on therapeutic massage. I generally need it, and I generally won't spend money on it. Probably not quite so much because I don't have it, as because it just seems like too much of an indulgence, and so I go around aching instead.
Laura Marini says, my first thought was to stick it in my retirement account because I have no immediate needs right now that an extra $100 would address, and it will grow and grow if I put it in there. Second idea, take my partner out to do something special and memorable. Aww, that's a good one.
That sounds great. I'm always one of those people that has trouble like shelling out $100 for like something that happens in one day, but often those things really stick with you, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and time with people is always a good way to spend money, in my opinion.
Yes.
Well, in the things we want category, I think to wrap out the show, I would love to talk about, like, what are you excited about covering in the next 100 episodes? If we're both still here.
Next 100 episodes.
In 100 more episodes.
More specific topics has been fun. I really liked our last bike episode. That was fun kind of digging into the personal economics of something at that scale.
Yeah, something specific, like helping us do your research for you.
Right, research and sort of decision-making strategies.
I want an entire episode on Instant Pots. I feel like they've come up enough times.
Okay, yeah.
It's time to do a whole episode on like Instant Pots and pressure cookers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think some of my favorite, I try not to do a lot of interviews because I feel like there are a lot of personal finance shows out there that do interviews, and they interview a lot of the same people. I'm on many of them. I like listening listening to them, but
we've talked to a few of them on this show.
Yeah, but so I try to not do a ton of them, but I think one thing that I'm really interested is interviewing people outside of the personal finance sphere about their relationship with money, particularly people that are working artists or work for themselves, because I think it's always interesting to hear people's financial journeys, especially if they're outside the world of finance. And, you know, one of my favorite interviews was with my old voice instructor, how to make a living as a performing artist without getting famous.
That's like episode 5 or something.
I know, it was years ago. And I actually really liked that because I felt like it was interesting to see how he had made decisions. And so I'm excited about that. I also want to be doing a lot more content that helps serve the queer community. I mean, at this point, a lot of our listener base, based on everything that we have, shows a lot of our listeners are queer AF. And I'd like to talk more about trans healthcare issues and looking at the finances specific to GLBTQ community. So that's what I'm hoping for in the next 100 episodes.
100 years. 100 more years of Oh My Dollar.
Woo! Do you think we'll still have finance stuff to talk about in 100 more episodes?
I think we can find more specific things to dig into. I bet we can find a different way to answer the question of what's a Roth? another 25 times.
We have answered what is a Roth a lot. All right. Well, I hope that you've enjoyed it. Thank you for joining us for 1 or 100 episodes. We appreciate you. We wouldn't do this if it wasn't for you listening. I hope you enjoyed this kind of hot mess of an episode. And I still want to hear about what you would do if $100 was handed to you right now.
Yeah.
Because I think it's an interesting...
Spend it on breakfast.
Litmus test. Yeah.
Buy a bunch of coffee.
Could you spend $100 on breakfast all at
yes.
once?
Yes.
I guess,
yes,
yeah.
I could.
Not just anyone.
I bet you $100 I could spend $100 on a breakfast I would eat in one sitting. This is such an expensive dining. Well, it's actually a pretty cheap dining town, but I could go to the expensive places.
Yeah. Will can make it so. So if you want to hook us up with $100 for breakfast,
yeah.
I will come and video it. We will live stream it
on
the YouTube channel.
My millionaire's breakfast.
Hundredaire's
breakfast.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well,
that's a sign that we should wrap. Yeah,
that's a sign.
Let's go find breakfast.
I'm hungry. Let's wrap. We love hearing from you. Email us what you would do with your $100, your financial worries, successes, questions, at questions@ohmydollar.com. Tweet us at anomalily or at ohmydollar. And if you're a Patreon of the show, you can or become a Patreon at ohmydollar.com/support. You can tune in on new episode topics on our forums in our secret Patreon subtopic.
Woohoo! Our producer is Will Romey. Our intro music is by Aaron Parecki. And your host and personal finance educator is Lillian Kerbick. Thanks for listening to 100 episodes. And until next time, remember to manage your money so it doesn't manage you.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.